For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate adopted a measure to block President Trump's deal to lift sanctions from Chinese telecom company ZTE. A bipartisan amendment was added to the National Defense Authorization Act that reinstitutes penalties against ZTE for violating U.S. sanctions against exporting to Iran and North Korea, and also bans U.S. government agencies from purchasing any of the company's devices or services. In February, U.S. intelligence officials warned Americans not to use smartphones made by ZTE, as the communication technology could be compromised to gain positions of power inside our telecommunications networks that provides the capacity to exert pressure or control over our telecommunications infrastructure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Already scoring a large turnover, the White House could be losing some key aides. Sources say that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has been telling friends she plans to leave the administration by the end of the year. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah is also planning to leave, but hasn't yet decided on a date. Sanders tweeted, she loves her job and is honored to work for the president. A border agent attacked while patrolling near the Arizona-Mexico border is in stable condition. In a desolate part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A competitor is responding to a restaurant chain's marketing stunt. USA's Chris Barnes serves up the details.
As you may have heard, IHOP made a move to rename itself IHOB, the International House of Burgers, to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Oh, Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge said special counsel Robert Mueller must reveal the names of people and organizations he believes acted as unregistered foreign agents in the case against Paul Manafort. The unidentified agents allegedly acted on Manafort's behest in a scheme to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. The judge also requested the identities of other people that Manafort is accused of trying to influence, which led to new witness tampering charges last week. Manafort was scheduled to appear in court on Friday after Mueller asked the judge to revoke his $10 million bail in response to the allegations of witness interference. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.